společenství.
Father, we give you thanks for your word. And we give you thanks that you are the one who rules over everything. And we ask that you would rule in our hearts now this morning. And not just this morning, but going into this week. We pray that you would bless us through your word now. Amen. I was talking to one of the other students a couple of months back at college, and he said that he'd had someone knock on his door and say, look, we've got a bit of tarmac left over from a job we were doing. Would you like us to tarmac your drive for you? And he said to them, what was the last job you were doing? Well, we tarmac someone's drive. So he said, so what is your business that you actually do? Well, we tarmac people's drives. So you haven't got a bit of tarmac left over from a previous job. You want to tarmac your drive because that's what you do. And you're asking me if I'd like to sort of pay you some money to do a job. Yes. Builders don't like having material left over. Builders like making use of every bit of material they're given. They don't like to throw anything away. And so for a stone to be thrown out, it must have been really worthless, really useless. The stone must have been no good for anything. For the stone to be rejected, it must be just completely disfigured, completely no good. And as the verse says in verse 22, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone that was cast out and thrown to one side and was no good was actually the most important part of the building. This expression is also used by Jesus in Matthew 21 and also in Acts 4 and in 1 Peter 2. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. How God can create beauty out of a hopeless situation, and how he did this in the greatest way possible with Jesus. The cornerstone is the very first stone you put in place, and it's which the rest of the building is built around. You wouldn't start building a wall by building in the middle. It would just fall down. We need to get the cornerstone right, as Rachel said. The cornerstone is what the rest of the building is made around. And here it's pointed out the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, has become the most important part. In this psalm, we hear about the steadfast love of God, his love that endures forever. It's full of examples right at the beginning of the psalm. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. And you know, right through this psalm, Psalm 118, there's a lot of recall, a lot of talking about what God has done, what God's promises have been, what he's done in the past, and a trust in him to do these things in the future. I wonder if you can do that today. Recall God's great promises. Recall what he's done in your life. And in verse 22, we see the psalmist make the statement that Jesus later makes in Matthew 21. The same verse applies to Jesus, although it's not just exclusively about Jesus. It's about God's way of doing things through human history. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. But of course, these words apply to Jesus because when he came into the world, he was rejected by the religious leaders, condemned by the political leaders, and put to death on a cross. His enemies thought it was all over. They thought he was completely out of the picture. They would never have to deal with Jesus or his followers ever again. And yet God would raise him from the dead. And that's not all, because all his believers, all those that had followed him, all those who had then deserted him, would suddenly have the boldness to go and preach his word, preach his message, follow his lifestyle. And from that, the church came about. The church was built. And Jesus was the cornerstone, and remains the cornerstone today. The one who was thrown out and rejected became the cornerstone. So how do this psalmist's words apply to us today as well? What are those things in your life that mean failure and defeat? Those things that seem broken. Those things that feel like the end. Those things that feel hopeless. Those things that have brought you rejection in your own life. God can make those the foundation. God can make those into things that are beautiful and brilliant. If we're willing to trust in Him, we can see what He can accomplish in our lives. Have you ever felt like that stone that was rejected, cast aside and thrown onto the scrap heap? And yet God can make good every situation. God can turn all those things around. We see all of those stones here, which are different shapes, and we might think, could they be used for anything? Maybe you feel like one of those stones, as Rachel said. Maybe you feel like you're the stone that can't be used for anything. God can use all of us. However hopeless we might feel our own situations are, be encouraged that God can use us. God can take that which is broken and worthless and make it into something amazing. Verse 23, He has done marvelous things in our eyes. And then later on in verses 26 and 27, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is good and has made his light shine on us. You might be broken today. You might feel broken. You might feel rejected. But God promises to restore and rebuild us in the worst of times. As I said, right through the psalm, there's talk, there's words of the great promises and the great things that God has done in the past. Let's remember those promises. Let's remember those wonderful things that God's done in the past in our lives to know that He can do great things in the future. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The psalmist puts his hope in the Lord. You have become my salvation. Are we putting our trust in God as our hope and as our salvation? The way in which we trust in God to be the best and to make the best of every situation is crucial. This can be especially tough when we feel like we've followed God in a certain way. We feel we've followed His promises, we've followed His leading, and then a door has been shut in our faces. We feel it's all gone wrong. We feel let down, we feel it's all a mess. In those moments, are we going to trust in God to make that which is broken into something brilliant? That's what God is in the business of doing. Mending broken people. Those things that we feel are hopeless, He can rebuild and He can use. Maybe you're in one of those moments today. Maybe you're going to go from this place feeling that your situations and those things that you're facing are hopeless. Maybe you're going to feel worthless. But let's be encouraged. God can take those things which are broken and make them into something brilliant. Are you going to trust in Him to make the best of your situations? The only way to have that redemption and that ultimate healing is to put our trust in Him. Our trust in Him to rebuild. And of course, God does this in the ultimate way with the cross. We've heard the story of Palm Sunday so many times. Jesus riding into Jerusalem, being cheered, and a week later, those same people want him to be crucified. Why are they doing that? Because he's not really been the king they were hoping for. He's not really done what they were expecting. So let's get rid of him. Let's throw him on the scrap heap, have him crucified. and yet he would become the cornerstone. The stone the builders rejected became the cornerstone. And God used that situation to make that which is broken in our lives into something perfect, to allow us to come before him. Our own weaknesses, our own frailties. Because Jesus went to the cross, we can have that relationship with him. And of course, that situation that seemed hopeless once Jesus had been taken down from the cross, God made it into new life, raising Jesus from the dead, giving us that promise of eternal life, in order to make that which was wrong in our lives to become right, and for us to come before God. He made that situation perfect. God knows our imperfections and knows what we need. Then later on, when Peter and John are before the religious leaders in Acts chapter 4, Peter turns the same question on them. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. There's one word that Peter has changed when he quotes Psalm 118, and yet it makes a huge difference to what he says. This is not the stone the builders rejected. He says the stone you builders rejected has become the cornerstone. He's turning this on them, isn't he? He's reminding them that they rejected Jesus. And now Jesus has become the cornerstone. And I wonder, Jesus is the most important stone. Are you rejecting Jesus today? Are you rejecting the most important thing of all? Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Do you know really that he's speaking to you today, that he's been speaking to you for a long time, and you're trying to ignore him? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. That very stone that the building depends on is Jesus. Jesus wants to show us his love and for us to come before him. And however long we've been a Christian, sometimes we can forget to make Jesus the cornerstone. We can put something else there in our lives, something else there to be in that place. But there's no cornerstone that lasts forever in the way that Jesus did and Jesus does. You often buy these things from places like B&Q and stuff like that. These things are to do with building work, and they say, if this product fails within 38 years, please phone the police or whatever. Jesus is the cornerstone that lasts forever. When we're building things in our own lives, what are we making the cornerstone? When we're moving forward as a church, what are we making the cornerstone? Are we putting Jesus as the cornerstone? Sometimes in our own lives, we can put our own desires first, ourselves. Things that we want, we can make those the cornerstone. And actually, they don't last. When we put Jesus as the cornerstone, then we have a firm foundation that lasts. We can be sure then that what we're building will stand. See on the front of the magazine today, it's got the heading, God the Builder. And you might ask the question, can he fix it? And the answer is, yes, he can. God is in the business of fixing those which are broken. And Jesus says to Peter in Matthew 16, now I say to you, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell will not conquer it. Jesus is the one building his church. It's not us in our own strength. When we make him the cornerstone, then we know that his church will be built. You know, our passage ends today. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. God's love endures forever. He is the cornerstone, which endures forever. And as Peter said in Acts 4, there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And I want to ask the question today. Have you put your trust in him as Lord and Saviour? Are you making him the cornerstone every day? That crucial stone that we need to build in our lives. Are we making it Jesus? Are we putting him before everything else? And again, I want to say, if you're feeling like the stone that's been rejected today, then God wants to heal. God can use you through his power, not by anything we can do, but by the way in which he loves us, the way in which he welcomes us. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all that is in your word. And we thank you for this wonderful promise of you mending our brokenness. We thank you that you take that which is broken and bring beauty from it. And we give you thanks for that ultimate promise of eternal life. If we put our trust in you, make you the cornerstone. And Father, I pray for anyone here that's had those feelings of being rejected, to know that it's you who brings perfection and we can put our trust in you. And I pray that as we build, we will make you the cornerstone. Amen.